Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today we are on our next point in relationship to the year of St. Joseph. This action that is put forward by the decree from the Apostolic Penitentiary in relationship to gaining the plenary indulgence for the year of St. Joseph is under sort of the title of St. Joseph as the guardian of the Holy Family. Now, in the title of this episode and in other places, I put the custodian. I like that concept of custodialism sort of comes through in the Spanish a little bit better and in the Latin. And I like that. There's nothing against St. Joseph as the guardian of the family. I get that. But you can be a guardian of something and never have to really be in it. You can like be a sentry and stand outside of a city you have to protect, but you never have to really enter into the city or know the city, et cetera. You just know that you have to guard the city. You have to protect the city. And that's an important aspect in the life of St. Joseph. Don't get me wrong. But another aspect is that he was involved in the internal machinations and work, etc., of the Holy Family. So I put forward the concept of also him as the custodian of the Holy Family too. And this aspect, this part of the decree from the Apostolic Penitentiary, says this, quote, "The primary aspect of St. Joseph's vocation was that of being guardian of the Holy Family of Nazareth, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and legal father of Jesus. In order that all Christian families may be inspired to recreate the same atmosphere of intimate communion, love, and prayer that was lived by the Holy Family." And then the document goes on to say what the action is in tying with the plenary indulgence. Plenary indulgence is granted for the recitation of the Holy Rosary in families and among the betrothed. End quote. Now, that betrothed means those that are in courtship together, you know, that aspect of preparation for married life, and those that are maybe married but don't have kids or an extended family within the house. So, a lot going on there, but, you know, praying the rosary in the family is meant to recreate that atmosphere of what? The intimate communion, love, and prayer that exist within the Holy Family, something that St. Joseph just didn't guard, but also was custodian of and a caregiver for. And this is all tied up in his vocation. We all have a vocational aspect in relationship to the families that we have been placed into by God. We have been entrusted to certain families and they have been entrusted to us. So how we care for them and respond to them is of the utmost importance. So what the decree and the sort of sentiment, for lack of a better word, in relationship to the year of St. Joseph, this aspect is about the caring for the family and thinking about family and wrestling with what it means to be a family. Why? Because through St. Joseph in this year, you know, trying to cultivate the atmosphere of intimate communion, love, and prayer that was amongst the Holy Family, so that can be within our families too. And I love that atmosphere because all of that means it was sort of permeated and impacted, shaped, and nurtured by the Holy Spirit himself. So in this, the action that we have to do in relationship to the plenary indulgence is recite the Holy Rosary, in our families or among the betrothed. So let's say you're, you know, don't have your kids home, you're praying with your wife because your kids are away at college, still counts, you know. You're caring for your parents, your children, grandparents, but they're in college. So you pray with your own parents. That's okay. So there's a lot of leeway here in the concept of families. But the thing is, we have to pray together in our families and et cetera. So a lot's going on there. A lot is built upon that. So let's say you have a devotion in your family where we every week we play a Holy Rosary, or every day we play a Holy Rosary. You know, if it's weekly, try to bring it to Wednesday. So, you know, that's the day that this document talks about it being, it's reminding of us of the tradition that Wednesday was sort of a day to ponder over St. Joseph. So maybe as a family, start trying to pray the rosary together on Wednesday under the intercession of St. Joseph. So let's say you as a family one week, pray the rosary together in honor of St. Joseph. You all go to Mass, receive communion, you go to confession, and you pray for the Holy Father. Everyone in your family has gained a plenary indulgence, which is the remission of their temporal punishment of sin. So I think it's quite beautiful. I think the insight, and that's, you know, there's two sentences there that leads into the action required for the plenary indulgence, and it's a beautiful insight. So I put this out there as a way of strengthening us together. So I hope that this helps you, and know that I'll be praying for you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help other people find me. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. You can find links to videos I've done. You can find a variety of different images I put up. And you can also email me all this through thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Again, know that I'll be praying for you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.